You're listening to WLAK 1260 ABC AM News. I'm WBZH 910 AM.
In the Middle East, a week after the Hamas attack on Israel and ahead of Israel's expected retaliation. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers in Tel Aviv had to shelter when air raid sirens went off. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told ABC's This Week the U.S. is working to get American citizens out of Gaza. He said there's also a message for Israel.
We believe in the protection of civilian life. We believe in the laws of war. And we believe in the full and necessary access to humanitarian supplies. And we're going to keep working on that. We're going to work on it with the Israelis. We're going to work on it with the Egyptians and Jordanians. We're going to work on it with the United Nations.
Republicans took back the governor's mansion in Louisiana. The state attorney general Jeff Landry won the race to replace the term limited governor John Bel Edwards. And Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, the top movie at the weekend box office. It earned more than $95 million, the biggest opening weekend ever for a concert film. This is ABC News. Survivors of the Maui wildfires are returning to their homes, but concerns over toxic ash continue, and local groups are working to distribute resources. The CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, Kuio Lewis.
Every week, I feel like we're bringing new things into the resource centers because we don't know what's really in the air. We don't know what impacts might have down the road.
Saturday Night Live returned after the WGA strike, and the host Pete Davidson began by addressing the Hamas attack on Israel and the retaliation. Davidson's father was a New York City firefighter killed on September 11th.
I don't understand it. I really don't, and I never will. But sometimes comedy is really the only way forward through tragedy.
That's courtesy of NBC. An 82-year-old Florida businessman pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit securities fraud. Prosecutors said Carl Ruderman, whose family once owned Playgirl magazine, defrauded more than 3,000 investors in a high-interest loan company, faces forfeiture of over $250 million. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's a new push to encourage women to get screened for breast cancer when they're younger. Eric Tegedoff has more.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and health professionals say younger women are increasingly being diagnosed with the cancer. About 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed in her lifetime, but survival rates are high if the cancer is caught early. Dr. Monica Wells with Kaiser Permanente says 50 is a well-known age for people to start getting screened for the cancer.
If you sample individuals, even amongst my patient population, they think about 50 as being the time they need to start getting mammograms. But what we're doing is we're wanting to move the needle on that and have those conversations earlier.
About 1 in 11 new breast cancer cases are diagnosed in women younger than 45. There are more than 3.8 million breast cancer survivors in the United States. Wells says it might be a good idea for some women to start the screening process at age 40.
If we can identify who we can screen earlier and find those early cases, we sort of have a potentially 10-year head start on treating cancer.
When breast cancer is caught at its earliest stage, the 5-year survival rate is 99%. Wells says that's another reason why screening women at a younger age is important.
Early detection, when we find those cancers that are in their earlier stages, opens up a whole spectrum of treatment options that might not be as readily available or maybe more complicated if it's a more advanced cancer.
I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Everybody, welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens, and we are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. Hey, folks, welcome to another episode of the Cripescast. Yes, Colleen, what's going on?
Are you a little loud?
What?
Are we loud?
Am I loud?
Are we loud?
I mean, I don't feel loud.
Okay.
Are those, maybe those are the headphones that I'm usually wearing. So
wait.
It's just that the headphones are turned up.
Wait.
What?
Put that on.
Let me see. Let's see. Is it the headphones or is it just your voice? And no.
That's for sure louder.
Is it louder?
Absolutely.
It is a little louder. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Now
we
feel good. Oh my God.
So it was the headphones this whole time, Colleen. It's not that you're a loud talker.
Well, it is. It's both.
Well, yeah. You enjoy the art of projecting. You do.
I do. What can I say?
Admittedly so. Yeah. You're good at it.
I celebrate life.
So this week, Colleen, we're taking the Cripescast viewers on a very special journey.
Again.
A journey. Well, it's a different journey. The last time I went on a journey with Grandma Sue, Lois, and Aunt Mary, we went from Fond du Lac to, I think technically Baraboo. Or no, not Baraboo. Was it Baraboo? Is that where Ho-Chunk is? Wisconsin Dells, but I think it might technically be Baraboo. Anyways, this time we are going from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin with Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Grandma Sue's best casino friend, Lois. And we are going to North Star Casino in Bowler, Wisconsin. Mm. It's
a big difference.
Yep. So I was doing a show in Bowler, and Marie from North Star Casino, who's great, she said, hey, if Grandma Sue wants to come, I'll hook her up with a room. A high roller suite.
Dang.
I told Grandma Sue, and oh boy, Grandma Sue was on it.
No, I think you had that date on the calendar that you were playing there. She knew and then was like, I'm coming. From what I remember, you found out that you were playing there from your, like, it was like your grandma knew.
Yeah, she keeps tabs on. My grandma loves the casino. She loves the thrill of the game. Love you know, it. It's not even the money you win. It's what happens, you know, right in that anticipation. Just as Absolutely. You pull the slot, the numbers are rolling.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is another conversation we had. Oh boy, it gets wild.
Yeah.
In this episode.
I love these episodes, and I think your grandma's a Cripescast sweetheart. This is her third time back on the show.
Yeah, she rats out Mary for having a boyfriend.
Currently?
Yeah. She and Lois talked about going to Stinky Point with their then boyfriends. Now husbands, and watching the submarines.
We all know that euphemism.
I didn't get it at first, too. You guys will hear this, but she said, at first
she
said.
Oh, was it actually a euphemism? I was just giving them crap.
No, first she said, watching the rats. And then they said, watching the submarines. I was like, are they messing with me right now? And yeah, they were talking about getting freaky.
No way.
Yeah, they admitted
to that?
They admitted to it.
Yeah. Good for them. I mean. Yeah. People got to do what they got to do.
They do got to do it. And I think my grandma has reached the point in life of giving zero F's. Something that rhymes with bucks.
Honestly, if they hadn't watched the submarines, would you be here?
You know Probably what I mean? Not.
You know what
Probably
I mean?
Not.
They got to do what they got to do.
God bless.
It's the circle of life.
I learned a lot about my grandma in this episode.
So great. I love that.
But I think you all will enjoy it. I also think you'll enjoy come seeing us on tour. You go to charliebarons.com, click on the tour, or cripescast.com. They click can on click tour, on the tour. Yep.
And this week, we've got the Tornado Valley leg of the tour, which is Wichita, Kansas, October 12th. Kansas City, Missouri, October 13th. Springfield, Missouri, October 14th. And Evansville, Indiana, October 15th.
Come on out, folks. Come on out.
And we've got a lot of other new shows added, like late shows in Rochester, Marshfield, Houghton, Michigan, Fish Creek. And then there's some more tour dates that are going to be announced in the new year. So
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
The tour is shaping up nice. I'm liking the new jokes. I'm enjoying it. Fun. So
I haven't seen your new hour yet, but I'm excited too.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the support
when it works in my schedule.
Also, hey, we got some Oaptober merch. If you want to buy stuff that says Ope on it, well, we got you covered. We got your Ope hunting hats, hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts,
the neon Ope sign, that's like that one
neon Ope sign shirt, koozies, cribbage boards, all made in the USA, folks. Check it out, cripescast.com. just click on the merch section. Makes great Christmas presents. And in the month of this
October,
when you spend $100, just add that Blaze Orange Ope beanie to your bin and use the promo code Oaptober, and you're getting that beanie for free, baby. That's right. Spend $100, get a free beanie. Because, you know, we're really nice here over at Crepes Cast.
Yeah.
It is a good deal.
It is.
I mean, it's all made in the U.S.
My dad loves it. And it fits on his big head, so it'll fit on yours.
Spoken like a true daughter. All right, that's enough chit-chat, folks. It's time now to talk to Grandma Sue, Aunt Mary, and Lois Bentley on the Cripescast. By the way, a little disclaimer about this episode. I filmed it on my phone. I wasn't expecting it to be another Cripescast episode, but then we got so much good material, I was like, I think it can work. So if the audio sounds a little bit raw, I guess, shall we say, just bear with us.
Grandma has not driven in how long, Grandma?
I haven't either, so I can't laugh too hard.
Well, let's see. I drove. It was Labor Day weekend. Remember, Charlie, we were going to go to the casino.
We were going to go to the casino. And you canceled.
Yeah, because I was sick. Because
you were sick.
Did you have COVID?
No, not yet.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did.
August 17th, I had COVID.
And you said...
But Chris said something to me, and it just didn't hit me right. And I said goodbye to Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And in the car, I got...
Mm-hmm.
Were you...
A little bit.
A little...
But really, the trip to the casino was a breeze.
Well, they didn't know where you were.
Who didn't?
Did they know you were at the casino?
Well, I'm sure they figured it out.
When you...
Why would they figure that out?
Yeah. Because that's all I talk about.
The options were the church or the casino. Yeah. And it was a Saturday, so... Casino it was.
Was it a Saturday? I thought it was a Sunday.
Oh, boy. Now you got to go to confession. So you went there. How much did you spend?
Well, I came in with I came in with 100 in one wallet and 200 in the other side.
Is this like
my money too, Sue?
Is this like Jesus with the fishes, you know? Yeah. Cast over to the other side of the wallet. Oh, and so 300 total?
Yep, 300 total.
Uh-huh.
So the one side, the 100 I didn't touch.
No.
Because that was a check that I cashed that they didn't want me to have, but I was having it anyway.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
It was my spending money, I figured.
Yeah, it's your money. It's written out to you, right?
Right, it was.
Unless you forged a check on the Lord's Day, then that's...
That took you a long time to pee.
Whole other deal. Oh, here's Mary. Mary, we're recounting Grandma's unannounced trip to the casino.
What do you mean, her unannounced trip?
She snuck out.
She just took the car and ran. She put the car in neutral and...
No oxygen. Let's rock and roll.
I wasn't on oxygen then.
She wasn't on oxygen then, Mary. Quit inventing stories here.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, Mary, I'm filming it for the children, so watch your language.
Get that camera down.
Why?
Last time I got annihilated with that thing.
What, the whole nipple issue?
Yeah! You think I'm gonna get a boyfriend with that nipple thing out there?
Well, that was back when you were in your younger years, Mary.
Yeah.
I hate to
Well, now that's on,
She has a boyfriend.
Mary's got a boyfriend?
Yes. His name is Matt.
Shut up.
No!
Is he imaginary or is
No, he's real.
Really?
Yeah. Last night he came in.
Whoa! Mary.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, he really likes
her. The one on the left.
Which
push
one?
It in and hold it. Duh.
Did you
No, do you want this open?
Sure, it's fine for now unless you want to close.
I think
close it?
No, it's... I don't care what you do.
Whatever. Hey, should we lock the door or no?
We don't lock the door.
That's what I figured.
We got somebody coming in to take care of the dog anyway.
All right. Good deal.
Henry always locks the door.
Mom, is the door open?
I don't know. You better not have locked it.
Let me go check.
Oh, God. You know, you get one boyfriend and then you forget doing all the other stuff you're supposed to do.
You know what? Are we dwelling on this?
No. We have just started. Nope. We have dwelling.
Well, we just found out about
it. We barely scratched the surface.
No, Charlie, we're done with this town. Does anybody want a pear?
A pear?
Yeah. She's got a bag of them here.
Yeah, I'll have a pear.
Mm.
Yeah. It must be from the friends across the street.
Thank you. Do they have a pear tree?
We have a pear tree.
I'll have one, Lois.
Okay. They're a little unripe at the moment.
No, yours is ripe.
Yeah, yours is real ripe.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
This one isn't too bad. Here.
It's a tougher...
Where's my hand?
Tougher pear.
Where's my arm? Oh, thank you, ma'am.
There's your pear.
Oh, this looks good.
Why are you bringing paper towels?
For the pears.
For eating those pears in case we... Oh, Lois called it out right away for the pears.
Yep. We each got our pears. They're good.
I took a bite. They are good.
Are they?
Are these
right off the tree?
Lee and Monica's?
Yep.
Oh, right off the tree.
Right off the tree.
So, Mary.
Here, hand me the paper towel. That conversation is over with Charlie.
Mary, where'd you meet Matt?
Yeah.
Well, who?
I kind of like to know, too.
How old is he?
43.
Ooh.
He is her age.
Mary, are you a cradle robber or is he a grave digger?
I'm a cougar.
All right, which way am I going? Wow. I know which way. I got it. Well, good for you, Mary. So he's your age. Where'd you meet him?
Online.
Online? Craigslist?
Yep, Craigslist.
Craigslist?
Catholic, whatever.
So where's this picture? No picture.
Let's see the spring break pics.
Picture. Why? Mm. I don't know. I've never taken a picture.
Mary, can I have a piece of paper towel?
Here.
Thank you.
How long you been dating him, Mary?
I only went to a Brewer game with him.
No, you didn't.
Uh-oh.
He's been at the house how many times?
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, are you done?
Mary is...
No, I'm not going to button up yet.
Well, this is getting more exciting by the minute here.
This is some news. So, Mary, I heard you're also not waking up until 11 a.m.
Well, that's because she's all night.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Putting some pieces of the puzzle together. Are we living a moral life?
That's kind of
I will tell you this, Charlie. I'm not going in the living room. When is that?
Oh, damn. This is great content for the podcast.
Charlie.
What?
You are not putting this in the podcast.
No, of course. We have to have something exciting.
Don't. Come on. This damn story.
Mary, spill the tea.
Figment of Sue's imagination.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
I don't think so.
All right. So what does he do for a living, Mary?
He's an accountant.
He's an accountant. Mm. Well, that's pretty good. Where?
In Madison.
Yep.
He lives in Madison, huh?
Yep, he lives in Madison. I guess I
can't. Wow.
He lives in Sun Prairie. That's a nice town.
So has he got some money?
Yeah, he's loaded, Charlie.
Is he?
He's an accountant. He's got access to a lot.
Did he give you some for the casino?
Is he meeting us there?
Is he?
I gotta see this guy.
Good question, Lewis.
Yeah, Mary Pope she's is not, dating.
She's not answering, so maybe he is.
But no,
we'll have to keep an eye on Mary.
We'll have to keep an eye on Lois and where she sits.
Yeah. Oh, we're keeping an eye on Mary.
Wow.
Where she sits.
I'm not too exciting. We got more exciting stories. No.
Lois, yeah.
You won $500 with your seat at the casino.
Yeah, well,
last time.
That was the last time.
Well, I got to remember to check in and get my card right away. Yeah. Maybe.
I have to get mine, too, because I
mulch.
Have
it. So,
yeah,
oh yeah.
I'm going to North Star. I don't have one for there.
Grandma's,
Oh, where do my sodas go? Oh, here they are. I was like, turn around.
And get your sodas? Did you remember my oxygen tank?
Did you remember Grandma's oxygen, Mary?
I don't know.
God, Mary. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I have it out.
If Grandma starts losing oxygen, you're giving her CPR.
I'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
I was fine before I got it.
We need to see if take it just in case.
Yeah. I'm not giving her mouth, that's for sure.
Well, we don't know about that yet.
Charlie, I think we have it, but...
All right. You want me to go check?
Yeah.
Well, you should probably check because you know what it looks like.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know what it looks like too, but I think it'd be better if you got out the car.
Just push this button forward.
Okay.
So, Grandma, how long has she been dating him?
Charlie!
I would say a couple months.
Couple months?
Mm-hmm. She just tipped her water over.
And every weekend he's there.
Every weekend?
Really?
Yep, he comes every weekend.
Well, why don't you sneak a picture?
At least for a day.
Does she go to him?
Never.
She comes
to our house.
Really?
Yep.
She's never gone to his house?
No. Not that I know of.
Mary? Is he a married man?
He was. His wife died.
Oh.
Mary, is it in the car?
Yep.
Oh, she remembered
it.
Mary, have you gone to his house yet?
I'm not telling you a thing. Why? You have such a big mouth.
Charlie, who am I going to tell?
Tell a Charlie is what this is.
Just put it on your...
Yeah. Who am I going to tell?
Who?
Tell a Charlie.
Lois goes, just put it on your podcast. Charlie.
Mary, I'm a steel trap. You can tell me whatever.
You're not evolved. That's for sure.
I'm not evolved?
Evolved.
Like, put it in the vault.
Mm-hmm.
You never do that.
Well, neither do you.
You're like Rufus.
Oh, don't compare me to Rufus now.
You are exactly like Rufus.
You know what?
Oh, no.
I take that as a compliment.
Rufus is like Betty Boop. He is.
Betty Boop?
Yeah, he walks around and shuts all the lights off in the house. He gets mad if the water is running. Yeah, he's frugal.
That's how
we have to live when he's there.
You know what Mary's doing? Changing the subject.
Is that it?
That's it. She's changing the subject.
Mary, what is Matt's last name?
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope
you don't know his last name?
Nope.
Come, Mary.
I don't.
How long? Mary.
What? It's not relevant.
Yes, it is. What happens if if he goes berserk?
Wait, you don't...
You gotta report it.
You don't know his last name and you've never been to his house, Mary? Mary, are you withholding information from us?
Apparently. Oh, God, Lois. Well, you might as well spill it because...
Oh, we should have stopped at that Walgreens.
Oh, shoot. We gotta go to Walgreens.
Jesus. What, you know? Did you go to Walgreens, Mark?
We're getting some
lubricants for my nose, so I don't have nosebleeds.
I like Lois's response to that, though. She's like, "Oh Jesus, what are we doing that for? I got money to spend. Got a hole burning in my pocket."
Let's go. Let's forget about Walgreens.
No, we're going to Walgreens.
No,
you can go to Walgreens in Fuller.
Yeah,
there's no Walgreens in Bowler, Mary.
Oh, you know that.
I've been to Bowler. There's the casino there and, you know, nice gas casino. Station. And it's going to be a lot easier. Just...
I bet they'd have lubricant. They have no store at the casino. Well, maybe a different kind of lubricant. Never mind.
Well, a nice little lube joke for the kids at home. Thanks, Lois. Appreciate that. You know, I can't take you guys anywhere. Mary almost spilt out her Diet Coke from that one.
Oh, God.
I'm going to shut my mouth.
No, please keep talking.
Oh, it was funny, Lope.
It was.
Yeah. I'm keeping my mouth shut this time because I really let it loose last time.
Yeah, you did.
No, we still don't know his last name.
My nipples were all over the internet.
Well, geez, is that how you met Matt?
Oh, God. There are no words, Charlie.
We'll find him. We got an hour drive in us yet.
We'll get it out of her.
No, you won't.
Will too.
What's his last name, Mary?
So I will repay you for this.
Yes. Wow. Hey, we got Rockstar Parking.
We do have Rockstar Parking. Where's that?
Do you even know what you're looking for in there?
Rockstar Parking.
Sue.
Yeah, what?
Do you even know what you're looking for in there?
Sam told her. Lubricant. Yeah. She's going to come out with...
I got to go to the pharmacist, though.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Why?
Because I can't buy just anything. I can't buy absolutely no Vaseline.
All right, I'll go with you. We're taking 151 to Madison. I got the directions right here. Take a right over on Green Bay, and then we're good.
Oh, now we're going towards Green Bay.
Yeah, it's 41. Just west of Green Bay.
Oh, that's right, it is. I remember it.
Should we call you? Should we call you Lubricant Lois?
Wow. Mary.
Oh, God. Lois said
that. I'm telling on her.
Lois said that Missy's going to be, like, mortified.
Mary, we got you some KY jelly in there, too. You and Matt are going to have a good old time with your personal massages.
Open your door, Charlie.
Open my door?
Yeah.
Mary, if I go, you go. I'm the pilot.
I'll climb up there and save us.
God forbid.
What game is everyone playing at the casino?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Slots.
We don't play blackjack or that sort of thing.
Why not?
And we don't play bingo. Maybe I'll play bingo today.
If we play bingo, we'd lose less money.
Yeah. That's right, but I don't know. I can't keep an eye on 15 cards.
Char, do you think I can play blackjack yet?
No, Mary, we tried at Ho-Chunk, and that was a no-go.
That's bullshit. You had lost all your money, and then I went to the table, and we started losing, and you had a pot of money, a pot of chips, and I did. And then we started losing. You pulled back your chips. You left mine in. I started winning. And then all of a sudden you went in and you were like doubling down.
Accurate, except those were all my chips that I let you play with.
And I won all your money back.
You won my money.
I did.
With my money, which equals my money.
You had lost like $200.
I was down, but I wasn't up.
Oh, this is fun.
Good luck charm.
We've been driving for an hour and we're still in Fond du Lac somehow.
We were in Walmart.
We were.
Oh my goodness.
Door-to-door service here. All right, so Mary, we need to finish the loop. We gotta complete the story.
We're done with that conversation, Charlie. That is over.
Right now, what we know, though, is that you've never been to his house and you don't know his last name.
So she knows his last name. She just isn't letting it loose.
So open your window.
No.
So you've introduced this guy to your mother.
So you're going out.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Nope.
Mary.
One see, this is so. This is how I drove to Oneida.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's easy.
Easy
it
breezy.
Was a zip zip.
Zip zip.
Yep.
Mary, where did you think Grandma was when she went to the casino?
I didn't care.
That's for sure.
What happened? You guys get into a little tiff or what?
No, I just took off and she didn't care. I think she's with Matt.
No, I was.
Oh, with Matt. That now was I it. See.
Yeah, she wasn't even at home. She was with Matt.
So that is bullsh.
It is not bullsh.
Bullsh.
You were with Matt.
I was on the phone with Sam. I went to the chapel. Then I went to Dad's memorial. Then I went to the mausoleum.
Pause.
And then I gave up.
What'd you do at the chapel with Matt? Going to the chapel and we're
Lois.
Gonna get married.
See? She's singing you a song. Lois, you don't need to talk
to
anymore.
Chapel.
You've gotten yourself in trouble twice.
I should dig myself up.
Lubricant Lois?
No. Lubricant Lois. She's on her way out.
Let me have some fun.
Well, you and I have been the best of friends at the casinos for so many years.
We figured out you and Lois have been friends for 71 years.
71 years of friendship.
Yeah.
We were talking about it.
How many people can say that?
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
We were talking about that when you guys were in Walgreens.
And then, we
started at Max.
Yep.
Max, 14 years old, and that's how you guys met your husband, selling them beer while they were underage.
That's all right.
I think they were doing that, weren't you?
Yeah. But Bob was going with a different girl. Her name was...
Bubbles.
Yeah, Bubbles.
Wait, Grant?
Her name was Sharon Nussbaum.
I can see why they called her Bubbles.
Sharon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was going with Sharon Nussbaum.
And they really called her.
Not Shirley, Sharon.
Oh, Sharon Nussbaum. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did they call her Bubbles? So.
Why did. Oh, everybody's Bubbles. Bob went with. Besides me.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Well, if he got. If he was going through the park, you know, he always said the girls just chased him. He had to run because the girls were after him.
Yeah. Every time he came home from the park, he said.
And one of them was Bubbles.
I couldn't get away from him.
No, yeah. I know.
I don't remember Bubbles.
Yeah, well, she's one of those girls that was chasing him through the park, Lois.
Really?
Yeah, he used to have girls chase him through the park all the time.
You know, that's why he walked with a cane, right? To keep them away. Keep them canes distance apart.
Yeah.
So it slowed down so they didn't catch him.
But really, sometimes his walks would take him a long time.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. So I'd say, where were you? Well, Sue, you know, the girls were chasing me through the park.
Remember when we used to go to the park to watch the rats?
The rats?
Stinky Point?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, back that train up. You guys went to the park to watch the rats.
Yeah, it's Stinky Point.
Sounds like a Grandpa Bob date night to me.
No, they were really big rats.
Were they?
Yeah.
How romantic.
Wow.
Oh, it was something to do.
Yeah. You guys went to watch the rats. You know, they have ducks at the park, too.
Yeah, I know, but that's a different area.
Oh.
That was in that Stinky Point.
Why'd they call Stinky Point Stinky Point?
Because that's where they got rid of all the
trash.
Sewage. Garbage.
The sewage, yeah.
The sewage.
It was by the sewage plant.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, that's nice. Mary, maybe you and Matt can take a ride over to Stinky Point.
You know, Charlie,
just for old times' sake.
Yeah.
You know, just tell them that's where your mother and your dad used to.
Yeah, and Mary, if...
You made out by the rats?
Well, I don't know what you call making out.
What'd you guys do by the rats,
yeah,
Grandma?
What did you do, Lois?
Lois, what did you do by the rats?
We just walked.
You necked?
Necked. That's what we call them.
Lubricant Lois was necking by the rats at Stinky Point. That's the headline here.
You know...
I got a this car ride's already paying for itself right here. Former Waupun prison guard Lois Bentley admitted to necking at Stinky Point while watching the rats. Correction, Lois Lubricant Bentley.
No, it's Lubricant Lois.
Lubricant Lois Bentley. Caught at Stinky Point necking with her sweetheart Bob.
You were so screwed.
We were supposed to, it was Lois, remember? It was supposed to be, we were watching the subs come in.
Yes, we were watching the subs come in.
The subs?
But that wasn't at Stinky Point. That was at the regular by the lighthouse.
Yes, it was.
Whoa, what subs?
The submarines.
On Lake Winnebago?
Yes, there were submarines.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, there were. That's what we did. We watched the subs come in.
They would go by the lighthouse park and say they were watching the submarines.
That was our excuse.
Yeah.
Who bought that?
And then they would nag.
Our parents.
Our mothers.
And then when we would go to the place where they let down the boats, we were watching the boats get out of the water or get in the water or whatever.
Wow.
They were coming.
We always had an excuse.
You had an excuse.
As to why we were at the park.
How many beers did you have to think of the submarine line?
Oh, that was a Diet Coke.
That was our husband.
Oh, you guys, you guys never partook, huh?
No, we never drank.
Really?
Really.
What exactly happened in that car?
I will tell you one thing.
The submarine car.
Yeah.
Lois.
Lois?
Come on. You can tell us.
Nothing real exciting.
Well, I can tell by how you're clamming up, Lois, that something exciting happened.
Oh, my God. Don't let my kids see this.
Grandma Sue, same question.
What happened in the submarine car?
I know nothing about that.
Oh, wow. The two of you, 71 years.
Sue, how far did you go?
You know, all I can say is I told my dad, and if we didn't get married, I would have to get married pretty soon.
Whoa! Holy shotgun wedding! Wow! Dang! That's hilarious.
Oh my God, Sue!
I know, but he just would not consent to us getting married, and I just could not keep Bob away from me.
Wow.
Were you away from him?
Yeah. A lot of blame being placed.
You know how this is. You know, six kids in 6.5 years. What do you think?
Well, when you put it that way.
You know what Bob Bentley said?
What?
Sue, did you ever hear the word no?
Sue, you just topped.
Yeah. Now we need a nickname for Grandma. Lucy Susie. Oh, wow.
But I wasn't until after we were married.
We keep going through this. I'm going to tuck and roll out of this car myself. A ghost is going to be driving you guys to the casino. Good God.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
I was not Lucy Susie until we were married.
Okay, still does not help, actually. Somehow not helping the deal. Okay. And that's your public service announcement, ladies and gentlemen. Wait for marriage before you become a Lucy Susie.
broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli military assault on Hamas in Gaza expected to begin at any time. That's led to calls to evacuate for about 1 million people in Gaza. The U.S. warns this is going to cause a humanitarian crisis, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told ABC's This Week.
We are working again, as I said, with the United Nations, with Egypt, with Jordan, and with Israel to ensure there are safe places for them to be able to go where they will have access to food, water, medicine, shelter. And also where they will be safe from military operations.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken speaking in Cairo after meetings with foreign counterparts said of those military operations.
What I've heard from virtually every partner was a determination, a shared view that we have to do everything possible to make sure this doesn't spread to other places.
Back in the U.S., Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour led the weekend box office $95 million. It's the best concert film debut ever. This is ABC News.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Cripescast on Civic Media, and this is my conversation with my Grandma Sue, my Aunt Mary, and my Grandma Sue's best casino friend, Lois Bentley.
Now we gotta pick on Mary.
Yeah, back to Mary. Mary,
Second boyfriend.
Did she have a boyfriend before?
Well, Paul.
Well, Paul was her husband. Yeah. And then before Paul, there was Bruce.
Oh, she had a lot of boyfriends. She had Dave, what was his name?
Nope, let's go through
them. She was really into him.
Really?
Bob had a fit.
How old was she?
Oh, 16, 17.
So.
That was pretty old.
You know, Bob went into the drawers upstairs, and he found a liquor bottle, and he found a pipe.
A pipe for what, Grandma? Tobacco?
For marijuana.
Oh, my gosh. Mary, that was an illegal
and
drug.
She claimed that it was her friends who asked if she would keep it overnight.
Oh, yeah, just one night.
I had that one pulled on me, too. So we actually did believe that.
Really?
Yeah. Bob pulled suicide.
Said, you know, we're being told a tale here.
Yeah.
So.
Bob said, you're killing your mother. He went to school and pulled her out of class. He was that mad.
What about her father?
He pulled me out of class and he said, you're killing your mother. And he said, are you drinking? I said, no. He said, are you smoking weed? I said, no. Are you smoking cigarettes? I said, no. I had a jean jacket on, I had a little bottle of booze, pack of cigarettes, and a nickel bag of weed.
Okay, I gotta tell you this story.
Breakfast, and I thought, girl breakfast.
I thought if he searches me, I am all done.
Mary was a senior in high school.
Oh, Lois has an alarm or a phone call.
She has a phone call.
Yeah, it says the United States. You think I should answer it?
Nah.
So anyway, it's Christmas, and my kids, one starts throwing up in the bathtub, one starts throwing up in the toilet, one starts throwing up in the sink, one starts throwing up in the kitchen sink.
What?
Yeah.
The flu?
Just one day at Christmas, it was like Christmas Eve or something, and Mary doesn't throw up, she just falls dead flat on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
So we called the ambulance, had to get her taken to the hospital. You know why she fell on the floor?
Intoxicants?
Because every morning she would go up in the liquor cabinet and take her little whiskey bottle full of whiskey for breakfast.
Lucy.
Wow.
Lucy, Susie. Come on.
Mary.
God.
You were really...
Do you know what her roommate was in the hospital? Her roommate was dying of cancer. Leukemia. And that taught Mary a lesson. She came home and she was a good girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Or did she just tell you she was a good girl?
You know, those Barons weren't always known to be good kids.
The Barons is on that rough streak, huh?
The name Barons.
It's been known to have some mischief.
Oh, there is a cousin of Bob's that was so horrible. I wouldn't even tell you.
Marvin?
No. His sister.
Oh, Burdell.
Yeah, Burdell. Oh, my God.
Spill the tea. What'd she do?
I wouldn't even tell you.
Won't even say it on camera.
No.
Well,
I wouldn't tell you.
I do
talk
have...
Talk about the sign soon.
I got a question.
Done.
No, I'm not telling about that sign. I don't want to talk about it. Because, you know, I really never saw it. I just heard that.
What sign?
Burdell had a sign that she wore to a class reunion.
Yeah, and what did it say?
Oh, I'm not telling you.
Mary, what did it say?
It's so terrible.
It had an arrow pointing down.
Insert here?
Something like that.
What did it say, Sue?
This needs action or something.
Wow.
Well,
to a class reunion.
She did.
Classy gal. Classy gal.
She was horrible. I mean,
you know, I got caught for underage drinking and taken to jail.
Oh, God.
And we were drinking in a cemetery, me and my boyfriend. They let my boyfriend...
David French, was it?
No. They let my boyfriend go because he was 18. I got taken to jail. They said, we're going to call your parents. And I'm like, oh, God. So they called Bob. They came back in and they said, you're staying overnight. And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Wait, how old were you if he was 18?
16.
Okay. Well, that's...
Your boyfriend really bumping up against the statutes of the state, huh, Mary?
What do you mean?
Never mind. Hey, I got a question, Mary. If Grandpa was coming up asking you if you were smoking cigarettes,
yep.
Was he also smelling of cigarettes at that time, or had he already quit?
I don't remember.
When did he quit smoking?
40. When he was 40.
Oh, Grandpa?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. He quit on his birthday, July
24th,
1982. 1982.
Let's see, 35, 45, 55,
65, 75. That's
58
years old.
Why'd
he quit?
Because
he collapsed.
This is bad for himself. He collapsed? Yeah, he fell right on the floor.
From smoking cigarettes. How many did he smoke?
He was up to 4 packs a day.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, no.
Quite
shit.
Literally.
And that was when they were 50, quarter a pack probably.
Yeah. But he'd take a couple puffs of a cigarette and then he'd throw it out.
Wow.
And then he'd take another one and throw it out, you know.
So 4 packs of smokes a day.
Yeah.
What kind of cigarettes did he smoke? You remember?
Camels or something like that. Yeah.
Camels?
That's what Bob used to smoke.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the same time I was smoking, and I was having nightmares about Bob dying of cancer. And
you were just up nervous smoking about it all night long.
No, but I was. I was having nightmares every night about Bob dying of cancer. So when he collapsed, well, I thought, I can still smoke. I went out to the garage and smoked. And I thought to myself, this is ridiculous. You have these nightmares about him dying. Why are you still smoking? And with that, I threw away my cigarettes and I went cold turkey.
Cold turkey, huh?
Yep. But David said, you know, Bob and I definitely couldn't get along because we both had given up smoking like that.
Yeah.
And David said, I don't care if they tell you to put your head in the toilet, do it! We've waited for this day so long.
How many of your kids smoked?
Mary, Joel, Dick didn't. Rufus did. Oh, yeah, Rufus smoked cigars. David definitely didn't. Sam didn't. Chris didn't. So we had Mary and Joel and Rufus, who smoked cigars.
Got it. Mary,
seven.
Mary, how long did you smoke cigarettes?
Until I was 40.
Yeah?
Yep.
What kind of cigarettes were you smoking?
Marlboro. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
40? Mary, you were older than 40. That's 40.
No, I think I was 40.
Mary, you were older.
Did you ever...
Because Paul was alive when you were smoking.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah?
I called Joel up, and I said, Joel, I slept with Matt, and he said, I can't get that picture out of my eyes, out of my head, and I need to gouge my eyes out.
Wait, so I don't even have to ask the question, and I find out you're sleeping with him? Oh, my God, Mary.
No, I just called Joel and told him that.
Grandma, do you know they were sleeping together?
No, that was a joke.
That was a joke.
Maybe not.
Yeah, because...
Oh!
Maybe not. Is that why you're upstairs?
Whoa, that's not Santa Claus. Holy
no wonder he's showing up so much.
Wow. And the plot thickens. We're not even halfway to Bowler, ladies and gentlemen.
Now you're not gonna start this on podcast.
No.
Charlie, I just told you that for fun.
No, it was just for funsies. No,
fun.
Funsies.
I don't think you can make it up.
No, Lois. Lois is skeptical.
Lubricant Lois, you better.
Lubricant Lois is an investigative journalist.
Sip it, Lois.
Well, thank you, guys. I've been getting all my material for the show tonight.
Oh, God. You can't use this.
No.
Charlie, you can't use anything that we have said on this.
It's too early of a show.
It's too risque. You can't use any of this anywhere.
I don't know about that, Mary. What if, Mary, did you ever see Jeff Dunham? Don't change the subject. What if in a few hours, you're sitting there watching my show, and you hear yourself saying you can't use any of this on a big screen?
I'm going to kill you. Did you ever see Jeff Dunham and the Terrorists?
Yes.
I kill you.
I kill you. Yes. All right. Well, this is good, guys. Lois, are you dating anyone?
No.
Grandma?
No. Grandma has had people over.
I've had people over like
you
who?
You had guys over.
Oh, like who? You're making it up.
Yep. We have a neighbor on Willow Drive that you've had over several times.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know what's going on in that bedroom.
Oh, she is so full of crap.
His name's Mary.
His name's what?
Russ? Yes.
I don't know any Russ.
He lives next to Bert on Willow Drive. Oh, you know what? Sue played dumb.
The plot thickens.
Yep.
Oh, my God. She's lying.
No, I'm not. You said it's been too long.
You better go to confession, lady.
It's been too long without Bob.
Susie, I believe you.
No, just like when you told your dad you had to marry Bob.
No. I didn't tell him I had to marry him. I said it'd be great. Yes.
You would sleep with Bob without getting married to him.
No. I said I will have to get married.
That's what you told me.
This is better than the Kardashians, guys. This is.
I just told you what I told my dad. My dad fought with me for 6 months because he didn't want me to get married.
Yeah, you said you told your dad you'd have to get married regardless.
And Bob and I wanted to get married.
You said you couldn't keep him away from you.
Well, I couldn't. So I went to see Father Rudin because that was agreeable with Dad.
Father Rudin was the worst.
No.
I remember hearing about him. I told
Father Rudin, I said, my dad agreed to, if I went to see Father Rudin, if Father Rudin agreed that we should get married, we could get married.
And how old were you?
19.
And what did Father Rudin say?
He said he thought that, my dad didn't want us to get married because he was upset about my sister Anne, who just had passed away. She passed away. We got engaged early December. She passed away just before Christmas.
I remember when she died.
So anyway, I said to Father Rudin, Bob and I would love to get married, but Dad doesn't want us to because of Anne. And whatever you say, my dad will agree to it. And he said, I think Anne would love it if you two were married.
And then the rest is history.
And then he married us.
Did you get him a present?
No. What I did do is pay for my schooling. See, Father Rudin would pay for kids for their St. Mary Springs education.
Mm-hmm.
He paid for everybody, unless, they were ultra rich. But with the agreement that we would pay him back. And I paid him back before we got married. He loved me for it. My sister Mary Claire didn't.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent.
They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
ABC News.